Good work, sunshine.
Wow, you're. Thank you for doing that. No, I know it's my day off, but I would have taken the kids this morning like I normally do. Yeah, I appreciate you letting me sleep. Or, I guess more accurately, turning off my alarm before it went off. I know. You realize it was the only way to get me to sleep in, because if that alarm went off and I saw the time, I'd have been like, oh no, we're late for school and for work. Baby, I wouldn't have minded at all. You have so much to do today, are you kidding me? Are you working from home today? Oh, that's nice. We get a day together then. We haven't had a day together in so long. I know. Who knew when we grew up that we would have so many, like, obligations? That's not a bad thing, but we have so many things we have to do, and we cannot do all of them together anymore. There's just too many things for one person to do alone. I mean, we could do it alone. It would just be a lot of work. Very glad I have you on this journey with me. Oh. Baby, there's no way I could do any of this without you. Are you kidding me? Zero. None. None whatsoever. I know. No, I'm gonna get the kids from school today. Baby, no. I'm getting them from school. You dropped them off. You did the heavy lifting. I'll do the easier lifting. No, the carpool line isn't that long. Also, is it a carpool line? That's what they call it. I don't understand why, but no one's really... I mean, I guess some of them are carpooling. But we're not carpooling, technically. Because I'm picking up my kids. I'm not picking up anyone else's kids. I guess. That would be a really roundabout way of going about it, though. One kid per car. I guess it is carpooling, because it's... I don't know. Yeah, it's weird they call it the carpool line. It's so strange. Yeah, I don't mind waiting in that line. Maybe it's not that bad. You just listen to NPR, bring a good book if it doesn't move along. It's wonderful. Yes, as long as the car's AC is fixed, which I did a week ago, I think. Yes. Yeah, I took it in. Oh my god. Did I not tell you what happened in the dealership? It was crazy town. Yes, it's like everyone in the state is getting their car serviced at the same time. I mean, I guess so. I guess more people are driving now, but it was nuts. I was thoroughly blown away by just how many people were there. Yeah, it wasn't too bad. It was like a 5-hour wait-ish. Yeah, I had to get new tires and rotate the tires and stuff, and then they. I think it was all, they didn't have a Freon in the AC or something was the problem. I'm not sure. No, I know I need to. One day I'll be so good with my car that I'll never have to take it in for servicing ever again. I'll just do it all myself. Yeah, that day is not today though. Yeah, no, I don't mind. No, I know how much you hate the car. Baby, you hate that. You hate waiting that line. I don't know, it just... It, like, triggers all your road rage for some reason. No, I know. It just reminds you of bumper-to-bumper traffic. And from there, there's no... Yeah. I don't blame you. Are you coming back to bed? No, I mean, I guess you're all dressed and stuff. And no, you're going to start working. Okay. Have a kiss, at least? I might go back to sleep. I'm so sleepy, so. And since you let me sleep in, I might as well. You might take advantage of this day off. No, I'm not gonna, even though they get out of school early, I'm not going to sleep in until they get out of school. It is, isn't it weird? Why is Wednesday an early day for, it? Yeah, like, why is the middle of the week the early day? It was like that for me when I was going to school, too. It didn't make no sense to me. I didn't complain, obviously, because no one wants to be at school, but... Yeah, I would rather 4 equally long days and then 3 days off than having, you know... Yeah, because 5 or four long days and then one long but kind of shorter day kind of sucks. I don't know. If I could redesign the week, it would be probably like, oh, you could do two on, two off, one day off, and then two back on, maybe? Because it's seven. It's not an even number. So you'd have 3 days off, 4 days on. So it'd be like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. Oh, that'd be pretty wonderful. Although I think kids would really lose momentum with that, like, random middle day off. Yeah. I don't know, I think maybe lumping it's better. But I would have killed for, like, a midday, like, break in the middle of the week. That would have been so nice. Yeah. I wish. That would just be so lovely. Yeah. For no other reason than there'd be one less day. We have to drive to that school. Ugh. I feel like kids don't understand or appreciate, like, taking them to school is just as much of a struggle as them going. I mean, I guess we don't have to send the classroom, but we too have to wake up early and take you to school, you know? Yeah. Yeah. I know. Yeah, we're the adults, so it's different. It's not fair. I know. It'd be so nice to be like, what? I know, yeah. 8 or 9 again. Young enough that school is pretty easy still, but old enough that you're like, you know, you got your head on a swivel. Yeah. I mean, we might have all the responsibility, but we also get a bunch of freedoms too, so that's the trade-off. I know, baby. I know. I mean, you can, but yeah, I get it. Are you leaving me now? Have I distracted you too long? Thank you for letting me sleep in. I appreciate it. No, you don't have to set an alarm. I'll remember. I'll be up long before then to get the kids, okay? No, I'll pack their snack packs. Yeah. I think that was a really smart tradition you started. Yeah, it makes coming home from school so much better. Coming home with a snack, you know? I mean, I guess you're coming home already, so it's, like, great. But after a long day at school, getting, like, a nice snack is pretty lovely. No, my parents never did that. But, I mean, I know your parents did. Which is why I understand the tradition makes sense, but... No, yeah, I know. If I was that age, I would love, like, you know, random snacks. Yeah, they get this, they're snacking from you, though. You're the snacker in the family. One more kiss. I love you. No, you can leave the door open, it's fine. You barely make any noise, baby. You overthink how loud you are, but you're really not loud at all. Seriously. Good night, good morning to you too.